Hello everyone. Welcome to Gospel in the Air, a 30-minute devotional program that will inspire and encourage your daily walk with Jesus. May I invite you again to join me in this short devotional meditation. May you be enlightened with new insights for living as the Spirit of God reveals His passion for humankind to be saved. That is, that no one should perish, but all will come to repentance. But before we begin our devotion, may we have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, Heavenly Father, bless your holy name. Thank you for giving your servant another day of airing this program on the air, which is a rare opportunity to proclaim the good news that is available to anyone who will accept your offer of grace through Jesus Christ, your Son, for our salvation. May you touch lives as I preach your words today, and I ask your Spirit to convict my listeners, wherever they may be in any part of the world, where this program may reach through broadcast media or through the internet. I ask the same, that your word will not return to you empty, but it will succeed and it will bring result according to what you desire to accomplish. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our devotional meditation is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 90, verses 10 and 12, and I quote, "The length of our days is 70 years, or 80, if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Our devotional meditation is entitled, A Heart of Godly Wisdom. Today's lesson is a prayer of Moses to God, a prayer based primarily on the actual account of God's wrath against the stubbornness of the Hebrew people. Instead of trusting God wholeheartedly, they never ceased grumbling and complaining and treated the Lord with contempt. While it is true that the Lord's faithfulness endures, which Jonah the prophet addresses him as a gracious and compassionate God, is slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity, Jonah 4:2, this character of God did not apply to them, because of their blatant disobedience by testing Him, not only once, but many times, meaning repeatedly without end, despite seeing His glory and the miraculous signs He performed in Egypt. As a result of their sin, every one of them, 20 years old and above, died in the desert and never had a chance to enter the Promised Land, except for Caleb and Joshua, who never relent their faith, but obeyed the Lord wholeheartedly, and those children of Israel 19 years old and below. They were the only ones allowed by the Lord to enter His rest. Not even Moses was spared, but he was only given a chance to view a glimpse of the Promised Land at Mount Nebo, and then he passed away. King Solomon is right when he said that we have to remember now our Creator while we're still young, because whether we like it or not, as we approach our years, we will always face sorrow and pain. And then he adds, God will bring judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time for every deed. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 17. In other words, what will be our countenance when at the end the Lord will judge us? What can we say then when we will face the final arbiter of our soul? Where will be the proud, the arrogant, and the boastful philosophers and wise of this world when the Lord faces them in all His splendor and glory? Can they withstand Him when he appears in his shining glory? Moses' prayer implies that while our life here on earth is too short to live by, we must not waste our opportunity, but spend it wisely by asking the Lord to teach us to number our days so that we can apply wisdom unto our hearts. The same holds true with Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Christians at Ephesus, when he wrote them saying, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Ephesians 5:15-16. There are some who take life for granted with this hedonistic principle by saying boastfully, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you will die." I tell you, my friend, regret comes always at the end. The true value of one's life is always realized when it is already too late. And this is the pitfall of many who dare not to open their eyes and ears to the offer of God's grace. Like the early people of God who were stubborn and never learned their lesson, the same holds true today in many instances. In other words, Moses is telling God, "Lord, when will we ever learn your wisdom? How long will we ever change our ways and listen to you wholeheartedly? When will we change our lifestyle and follow your ways and stop sinning?" Our life here on earth is but 70 or 80 years, and then we pass away. Since that's how short our span of life, then Lord help us. Teach us then to number our days, so that we can apply wisdom unto our heart. This is Moses' prayer. Have you somehow thought of that prayer too? Let us look deeper and consider fully the life expectancies before and after the flood of Noah and compare it to the present time. Accordingly, before the flood, the book of Genesis records some of the years of the ancient people. Adam lived for 930 years, Seth for 912, Enos 905, Cainan 910, Mahalalel 895, Jared 962, Enoch 965, but he did not die, but he was taken up to heaven. Methuselah 969, who is considered to be the oldest man in the Bible. Lamech 777, and Noah 950. After the flood, there was a great reduction of life expectancy. Consider the following. Abraham lived only for 175 years. Jacob, 147 years. Moses, 120 years. And Joshua, 110 years. Today, it is reported that life expectancies in developed countries is only up to 71 years, while in less developed countries, 52 years. Just imagine that. That is how short our lifespan as compared now with those of the ancient of old. Why is this so? How come our lifespan is now reduced to a very limited number of years? The answer, according to the Bible, is because of man's wickedness. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3 says, "My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. And furthermore, the Bible continues, "The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain." Genesis chapter 6 and verse 6. In short, God was totally disappointed and even regretted that he created man. Hence, he reduced our days because of the increase of wickedness. Notice the trend of our years from 969 220 to only 80 years. Today, I want to share with you some spiritual insights that I believe would help us in some ways organize our lives for God's greater glory. The first is that, think and plan things out. In Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9, it says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." This simply means that as long as we commit our plans and desires to the Lord, his promise is that he will always guide us along the way. He will determine our steps. How reassuring to know this. This promise of God to his children who trust him. He will not lose any opportunity, but always succeed if we follow this great principle of life. It is us who make the difference of how we want to live today, and if we abide with his word, then surely the same God who blessed Joshua and Caleb and all those who trusted him will be the same God who never changes. He is always faithful and good, and his love endures forever. Yes, this is what the scripture says, that we must be people who have foresight regarding our future. We must think and plan things out. If you want to succeed and be blessed by God, then you must start it today what you want to accomplish in the future. You must begin now what you want to become 3 or 5 or 10 years from now. Bear in mind, however, that there is more to everything we value and cherish so much in this world, and that is life with God, which is eternal. In other words, have you considered your future life hereafter? Have you already made a decision where you will spend eternity? This is the most important question you have to settle now. Otherwise, you may lose this chance for all eternity if you will not act now. Life is too short to live by, and tomorrow may already be too late. There is no guarantee to it. I invite you then to the author of life, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make him your priority today and be assured of his salvation. This is what Moses meant of a man having a heart of godly wisdom. The second is that carry out that plan. The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 20 says, "A faithful man will be richly blessed." We do not only think and plan, but we must carry out the plan. God's promise is that we will surely be blessed if we are faithful by committing it to him. We should always be inspired to accomplish something, even how small that is, as long as it would be something worthwhile or of great value, which will not only benefit to ourselves, but even to others as well. We should always be proactive in our view of life and always positive in our dispositions. If that is the way we live our lives, then anywhere we are and wherever we will always be channels of God's blessing to others. It is not how young or old you are. You can still accomplish a lot, especially when you commit your ways to the Lord. How much more then that God will use you if you are willing to commit your life to him. If you are in the midst of a storm right now, work out patiently your faith with the Lord by fervently relying on his provisions and do not give up. I tell you, this is only temporary because the Lord has greater plans for you. His plan, as the Bible says, is to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. What the Lord wants to see in you is your faith coupled with action. He wants to see how much you trust him. He wants to see if you really commit your life to Him, rather than being pressured by the cares of this life. There is no reason for you not to surrender your life to Jesus Christ and keep postponing your desire to fully commit your life to Him. Act now, my friend, and receive His grace and salvation. He's knocking at the door of your heart today. The Lord wants to commune with you. Why don't you welcome Him in your life? I assure you, if you act now by making Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your life will never be the same again. Indeed, commit your ways unto Him, who gives you His grace and mercies. The third and final is that depend and count on God. Proverbs 16 and verse 3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Do you believe that? There are many promises of the Lord to you that you can find in the Scripture, but you have been missing a lot of His blessings, and that is true. You have been promised by God of His provisions, but you don't claim them as yours, and as a result, you fail miserably. Most often than not, you try to solve your own problem in your own way instead of relying on Him. Because of this, you don't see His glory being revealed to you because you don't rely and count on Him. Look at your situation today. Are you in the midst of a crisis? Are you struggling? Do you face an uncertain future? My friend, whatever be your situation right now, depend on the Lord and count on His grace. God's love endures forever. Sometimes He allows us to face a blank wall in order for us to depend on Him and see His glory revealed on us. Remember the prayer of Moses? Our life on earth is too short, 70 to 80 years. And as we advance in years, we will not be exempted from experiencing all sorts of trouble and sorrow, and after that we will pass away. That should be a wake-up call for us not to make life for granted by keeping on accumulating wealth that is only lasts for a while. Why waste any given opportunity that is available right now? Your plans and desires in life can only be fulfilled if you depend and rely on the Lord. This is God's message to you, that you need to make a right decision now for your life. You need to think it deeply and plan the course of your actions. Otherwise, you will miss the mark. This is a very serious matter to consider, because even God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, in order that no one will perish, but everyone will come to repentance and be saved. If this is not a serious matter, then our Lord didn't have to die on the cross and suffer all shame. If this is not important, then there wouldn't be any preaching of the gospel message today. My faith and your faith would have been amounted to nothing. The preaching of God's word is a very serious matter, and this means heaven or hell. This is the reason why Jesus Christ came here on earth, to save humanity, if only the world will listen to Him and receive and acknowledge His precious blood that shed on Calvary. My friend, the Holy Spirit testifies about the truthfulness of Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection, so that you may have life, and that life will have it more abundantly. He's calling you today to accept Jesus Christ in your heart by making Him to be your Lord and Savior. Are you not worried that you are only given a very short period of time to live by? Where do you invest your life today? Are you so engrossed accumulating great wealth of this world? Are you so busy that even the Lord has no place in your life? Look at your life right now. Why do you worry so much and have so many concerns? Consider your priorities, because the moment greediness enslaves you, then troubles and sorrows will overpower you, because this is of the devil and not of the Lord anymore. You will begin to compromise your life for the sake of worldly success, and you will begin to wander away from the cross of Jesus Christ. Indeed, the Lord is waiting for you to make a decision right now. This is now your chance, your greatest opportunity, because your life has no guarantee of your future. You might be healthy today. You might even have big savings in your bank accounts. You probably have a good job, receiving a stable income, and sitting on a very secured position in the company where you are working with. You own a house and drive a number of your own cars. Your family is well known and admired most, and your life is somewhat ideal and almost perfect. All these things are indeed very noble. There is nothing wrong with having those in life. But I say it again, life is no guarantee. You do not know what comes of your life today, or tomorrow, or the next day, unless you have Jesus Christ in your life, in your family, in your business, in your workplace, inside your car, in your dining room, in your bedroom, in your relationship, in everything, then truly your life is secured. Your future is guaranteed. In closing, I want to illustrate our devotional meditation by quoting what our Lord Jesus Christ told in one of his parables regarding a rich man who is a fool. And I quote, "And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, "You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God.'" Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21. Jesus said, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it." Matthew 16:25. Yes, choose Jesus Christ today for eternal life in heaven. He is the only hope of your salvation, and there is no other name whereby anyone must be saved. Consider your life today. Where do you spend the rest of it? You may not even realize that the Lord has extended it, because He has been waiting for you for a long time now. Do you realize that He loves you so much and that He cares for you? What are you still waiting for, my friend? Why don't you commit your life to Him and make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? As the Scripture says, there are only two choices for you to make while you are still living. It is heaven or hell. Do you want to spend eternity with Jesus Christ? Then act on that decision now. Don't delay it. salvation is yours. Let us pray. Dear Lord in heaven, thank you so much for this opportunity of declaring your message on the air. Continue to touch lives and humble the heart of anyone to accept your offer of grace. I pray that your words will not return empty, but that it will continue to take roots in the lives of those who listen today. May your grace abound and your mercies overflow in their hearts. May your name be glorified and praised through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. It is my prayer that you've been blessed today. Tune into this program, Gospel in the Air, every Sunday at the same time in the morning. Gospel in the Air is a radio devotional ministry of Cornerstone Christian Church. If you want to know more about our devotional lesson today, visit our website at www.cornerstonemaui.org, or you can call or send your text message to this telephone number, 808-463-8859. 808-463-8859. And if you are looking for a Christian church to attend to in Kihei, we would like to invite you to our Sunday worship gatherings at Kamalii Elementary School from 9:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock. We would be very happy if you would come and join us in this wonderful gathering of the community of faith. Again, this is your host, Brother Danny Marantan Bango, saying, keep punching the good fight of faith. Mahalo.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen.